we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schrein. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Allow me to present, on my left, John Amis and Frank Muir. On my right, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. I'm told that this series, My Music, is not only seen and heard in Britain, it's also heard in every English-speaking country of the world. But, I ask myself, how about the world's musical cultures? Do we know enough about them? Let's see if you gentlemen can identify pretty closely the music of other lands. John Amis, you first. Where does this music come from? Any ideas, John?
Well, if it's not a record made by the late David Munro...
No, it's not. No.
Somebody said once, you know, there's one place where you can hear all these shawms and rackets and God knows what, and that is in a Cairo nightclub. And it's true that those instruments have survived. So it could be egg white.
No, it could be Turkey. No, it could be, where did you say Turkey?
Turkey.
Yes. Should we call it Turkey? Because people might like it to be called by its proper name. Your second choice, it was in fact, yes, recorded in Turkey at Silifke on the Mediterranean coast.
Well, it's all Islam, isn't it?
What? Yeah, the instruments were the zurna and the davul, and you've got, I think, 1.5 marks out of 2, your second choice. Very good. Turkish music. Frank, your turn. Where was this music recorded? Curious to our ears, the moment it started, it began to get slower, which is unusual, isn't it? Mm. Any ideas? It's nice, isn't it? It's rather nice music.
Yes, lovely, isn't it? It's not Bognor. It's Far East.
Yes.
East of Mesopotamia.
Yes.
John thinks Java.
John is right. Dead on. Yes. Gamelan music from Java, Indonesia, Southeast Asia. Absolutely right. Two marks. Gamelan.
Gamelan.
Gamelan music, yes. That's the name for that sort of red dulcet bell-like music. Lovely. Ian, your turn, and for you, a baritone. I just want to know fairly exactly where that was recorded.
That sort of... Yes. I always rather associate with India.
Yes, a part of. Would you like to give me a direction or...
Well, there's a lot of India, isn't there?
The town actually starts with my initials. The town in which it was recorded.
The town which it starts with your initials.
S.R.
Sri Lanka.
Stevenage.
Sri Lanka. That's Ceylon, isn't it?
Stevenage, frankly.
Stevenage. Or else you'll say you get there on the Southern Railway.
Well, give me a direction in India. Give me sort of southeast, northwest, southern.
Well, let's say northwest frontier.
Northwest India gets you 1.5, which is what John got. Yeah. The song was from southern Kashmir, Srinagar, starting with S-R, Srinagar.
Oh, there we are.
Fair enough. Dennis, your turn. This is yours.
Thank you.
Paraguayan. Is that the Paraguayan harp?
You're in the right part of the world. Certainly in the right part of the world, but not the right actual country.
Well, somewhere in South America.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not that. It's not what I'm accustomed, you know,
have
to.
Second. It's called The Song for the Drunken Conclusion of a Fiesta. That's what the title means.
That's catchy.
Means, yeah. Well, that's what it is, perhaps, rather than what it's called.
Well, there are fiestas everywhere, aren't
give
they?
Me a country apart from Paraguay.
Tell me, Brazil?
No, Argentina, Mexico. Yeah. The Chiapas Highlands, Mexico. But you're close enough to get 1.5 marks, I think. No,
years ago, when Dennis and I were advising BBC television as to their comedy, Eric Meshwitz used to call us Los Leobelts.
I always associate South American music, actually, with a kind of 40s film where you used to hear that sort of Paraguayan harp, and then somebody would always say, but senor, nobody works when it is fiesta.
Yeah. It's one of the great lines.
Yeah.
It's one of the great lines, yeah. Let's move on. Song lyrics provide the next four answers. But there is a penalty if you should happen to sing instead of saying the answer. So the answer must be verbal. John, during my marble hall dream, what pleased me most?
I dreamt.
Not only did you dream, you also sang. But I also dreamt, which pleased me most.
That absolves me from going any further, doesn't it?
Ah, well, I'm afraid
so
it does.
I don't have to profess my ignorance.
No. But I also dreamt, which pleased me most, that you loved me still the same, from the song by Balfe. I dreamt I'd lost a marble horse. You can't have a mark, I'm afraid. Frank, if you have no more money in the bank, what is the best thing to do?
Put out the light and go to bed.
Yes, that, in other words, as in...
No cute.
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep, actually.
To sleep. It'll be on the BBC. Yeah. It was originally and go to bed, but the BBC in those days changed it. Let's go to put out the light and go to sleep.
To rhyme with red.
Yes.
Ian, according... You've got a mark, Frank. Ian, according to Noel Card, what do Cockneys do with their feet?
Oh, Cockney feet trace the something of history.
Very
I
near.
I sang it.
A few
you
weeks
did.
Ago.
You did. Of history.
You're near enough. They mark the beat of history, actually.
I sang then.
But you sang, so you lose your mark.
Oh, so I did.
Lose your mark, man. Mark.
Lose
a mark, Bach.
It's that when you play the piano, you see.
Well, that's part of my deviousness.
And he pointed at me and said, I sang, and I said, yes.
Oh, I was set up there.
Yes, really. Dennis, that Limehouse kid, which way is she going?
Going the way that the rest of them did.
Yes.
Careful.
No.
Don't sing. That's right. She's going the way that the rest of them did. You're right. You get the mark. This round is called Sons and Daughters. I want the panellists to tell me not the name of the singer, but the name of his or her offspring. John, who is this man's son?
And these few vintages I'd share with you. These vintage years I'd share with you.
In two words?
John Houston.
John Houston, yes. Film director, son of Walter Houston, who was singing there. Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank, here's a lesson in vocal diction. Marvellous lesson, actually. But the question, of course, is who is this man's son? And can there be any doubt? Listen.
Oh, oh, John Willie's a ragtime band. When we play, all the people faint away.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh, John Willie's a ragtime band. What a mob when we're out upon the job. Hear us when we play on Wiggin for you. Mill girls flock around and give a cheer. And the colliers all shout by gum. Here, here, mine's a beer, mine's a beer.
Exactly the same voice. George Formby Sr.
Yes, that's right. He was the singer, and he was the father, of course, of George Formby Jr. Yes.
Who took his stage name from the side of a goods truck in a station up north. It said Formby.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Do you remember what dear old Ted Ray's first stage name was? I wish I remember. Can I tell you? He called himself Hugh Neek. Hugh Neek.
He then called himself Ned Lowe, which was his real name, Olden, Charlie Olden.
Backwards. That's right. A dear man Ted was. Yeah. Ian, who is this lady's daughter?
When he calls away,
yes, her daughter is called Patricia Burke, and she was Mary Burke.
Mary Burke, yes, that's right. Yes.
Tremendous attack.
Marvellous.
Yes, that's right. Dennis, can you name this man's daughter?
You're so inconsistent. First you're very nice, then you're cold and distant, like a sheet of ice. I intend to say it twice. First you're very nice, and then you seem to change somehow.
Yes. Be a little careful, though.
Yes, it's not Bobby Howes.
No, it's not Bobby Howes, that's right.
No.
Sally Ann Howes calls his daughter. Yeah. Who then is it?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
No, I was expecting it to be Bobby Howes, because that's the verse of I'm on a Seesaw, isn't it?
Yes, but that wasn't particularly a Bobby Howes song. It was very much this man's song. Does anybody else know on the panel?
Was it somebody of that period?
Yes. Well, you can tell, really, from the voice.
Was it Stanley Lupino?
No. He, I think, was in that show. In fact, when I saw Jill Darling, I think Roy Royston sang that song, if I remember rightly. Did you recognise the voice?
No.
He's been knighted since. The voice you heard was
the voice of
Sir John Mills.
Yes.
And the daughter I wanted, of course, either Hayley Mills or Julia Mills. Yes. But that was the voice of Johnny Mills in his sort of lingerie singing days.
It'd be terribly nice.
I wonder, would be rather nice. Let's just waste a little bit of time while our friends in the technical area wind the tape back and then play it to us again. It'd be quite nice to hear.
It was a very crafty one, that, because, I mean, it could have been Sally Ann Howes.
Like Bobby Howes. Anyway, let's hear Sir John Mills singing.
You're so inconsistent. First you're very nice, then you're cold and distant, like a sheet of ice. I intend to say it twice. First you're very nice, and then you seem to change somehow.
Obvious, isn't it?
Because he did sing very much in, as it might, you might say, living memory in The Good Companions, which André Previn wrote with Johnny Mercer, the musical. Anyway, that was Sir John Mills. I think it's time we heard once again that fine choral ensemble, Reading Phoenix Choir, just about the best of its type in Britain. Reading Phoenix Choir, music by Ethel Kodai. Zoltan Kodai. So, the whole round here is provided by that choir. John, see if you could identify this composer. John, that composer was born in London, but met a tragic end in 1950 in Ireland.
In Ireland. Ah, then it's Ernest John Moiran.
Moiran, yes. M-O-E-R-A-N, yes. Moiran. He wrote a symphony I think is marvellous. You probably don't like it, I think, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, good.
Dee-dum, da-da, da-dee-dee. Yes. I once met him. I was... It was just after the Walton Violin Concerto had been played for the first time, and I was walking down the street with Felix Abrahamian, and we were arguing. He said, there are no tunes in it. So I said, yes, there are, and I whistled one. And a voice at the end said, who's whistling Willie's Fiddle Concerto? In a slightly sort of, it's already 10 to 2 and the pubs have been open quite some time, kind of voice. Yes. And it was the only time I met Mr. Moiran.
It was a long time ago, yes. E.J. Moiran, yes. Frank, the Reading Phoenix Choir commissioned a group of songs from John Gardner, of which this is the start of one.
Beauty rise,
Frank, when I tell you that the author of those words lived from 1750 to the 1820s, and his wife said of him, I have very little of Mr. So-and-so's company, he is always in paradise. Can you name him?
I don't know.
Nope. William Blake. The gardener worked 9 poems from the notebook of William Blake.
But it was sheep.
She was Mrs. William Blake. Never mind. Let's press on and see about Ian. Ian, this is the song of the blacksmith. Ian, that music was arranged by a man who began life as a trombonist but later became a schoolmaster. You've probably met his daughter, I think.
Ah.
Can you think who he might be? That last bit, very helpful.
Also the trombone.
The fact that you've met his daughter.
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting his daughter.
What was her first name?
Imogen.
That's right, yes.
Because it's Gustav Holst.
Yes, Gustav Holst was the arranger. You've got a mark. Yes.
Quite a coincidence. I spoke to her today on the telephone.
Well, there you are.
Yes, see her on Sunday. Isn't that amazing?
Dennis, this is about the prophet Ezekiel.
I spoke to him on the telephone. We never get to meet any of these people.
I shall ignore that. I shall repeat. This is about the prophet Ezekiel. It's about the prophet Ezekiel, this song, and how he saw a wheel right in the middle of the air. Dennis, yes, I shall wipe that smile off your face. Mm. I want you to recall, of the various Old Testament books, where does the book of Ezekiel come?
I don't know.
Well, just short of the lion's den. Is that a clue of any use to
Yes, that's a clue of some magnitude. I would say it's somewhere near Daniel.
Yes, that's right. Between Lamentations and Daniel, but I really don't think you're going to get a mark view for that.
No.
I'd like to tell you that I had a lovely letter from Mr. and Mrs. Bickle of South Moulton in Devonshire. I mention it because of the choir. They're members of a local operatic company, and the girl apparently was very late for rehearsal one night, and she arrived and she said, I'm so sorry I'm late, she said, but the man following me was walking so slowly. Well, that might please you. I want you to listen, all four of you, to a piece of music which I don't think you'll know, though one or two of you might, and then tell me what you think it might well be called. Ready? Right, here it is. John, a title for that.
Well, I think I'll give my usual one, Symphony No. 7.
It's a safe answer.
The last movement, I think.
Yes. By whom might it be?
Sort of late Weber.
Well, we'll move on, I think. See what sort of a title Frank had for that. Frank.
I haven't got a title. It seemed to be music accompanying a silent film. Theda Bara juggling.
Yes, I thought so, although it was by no means that. Yes, Theda Bara juggling. Ian, a title or a mood or something?
Is it? It's sort of knocking at the door and not getting an answer.
Yes.
A final demand in G flat.
So knocking at the door like sort of I mean, that sort of music.
Well,
sort of knocking at the door. fate knocking. Never mind. Dennis, a title, a thought?
I'm never any good at these. The only thought about the picture I saw was probably way off. Is a kind of a storm at sea and ships towing. And I thought, I'm on a seashore.
It'll be my pleasure to give Dennis a mark for that, because it's quite near to the title, which is the overture to the Ruler of the Spirits. But John gets a mark because it was by Weber. The opening of Weber's...
John is the Ruler of the Spirits.
Right, songs that tell a story. That's the theme of our final round, the party pieces. John, your song was considered slightly naughty, not all that long ago. The Foggy, Foggy Dew.
I am a bachelor, I live all alone, and I work at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I ever did was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time and in the summer too. And the only thing that I ever did was wrong was to save her from the foggy, foggy dew. I now put on my Peter Pears voice, sort of. One night she came to my bedside as I lay fast asleep. She put her head up on my bed and she began to weep. She sighed, she cried, she damn near died. She said, what shall I do? So I hauled her into bed and I covered up her head just to keep her from the foggy, foggy dew. Yes.
Frank, your story song is about a lonely wait at the church door.
Oh.
Did he give you a key? Roundabout.
It's sung by a female.
Indeed, yes.
I must make that claim. There was I, waiting at the church, waiting at the church, waiting at the church. Then I found he'd left me in the lurch. Oh, how it did upset me. Then words he sent me round a note. Here's the very note. This is what he wrote. Can't get away to marry you today. My wife won't let me.
Dennis, a song for someone more with charisma than with cantabile, which I think is about you. No, what happened when you raised your hat? I raised my...
You've been raiding that rubbish bin again, haven't you? All right. Oh, yes. The moon was in the sky. No, I'm sorry. The sky was full of moon. The moon was full of smiles. And I was filled with joy and ecstasy. So I raised my hat. She raised her eyes. And I was easy as ABC. We're going to the last bit. Now we've got a house. The house is full of rooms, and of course you know we've got the nursery. 'Cause I raised my hat, she raised her eyes, now we're raising up, get this, family.
Ian Wallace... Sorry.
Variants there, weren't we?
Not really. A serious variance. Yeah. A sort of mini-variance.
Yes, we were together in principle.
Yeah, we were. Right. Ian Wallace does not wear a chignon, I'll have you all to know, but he does sing about the garden where the praties grow. You don't wear a praty either, Ian, do you?
Well, no, not even when they're chipped.
Not when you're out.
Have you ever been in love, me boys, or have you felt the pain?
I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I love is beautiful, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature, boys, that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. Oh, her parents, they consented and were blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother and the girls the image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go, for to dig in the garden where the praties grow.
We should be grateful for small Murphys.
It was a Mr. Plunkett Green who made that song famous, but it's not Mr. Plunkett Green who wins on this particular occasion. It's Messrs. John Amis and Frank Muir. Oh, right. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.